we can change subjects at this point in time. If you all understand what I was talking about, the intangible versus the tangible.
Have you ever read that book called Blink?
No.
It talks about the first thing you think to go with that. It's called Blink.
It's kind of like the first question or first response and answer.
First thing that comes to your head.
It's been my experience that usually the first thing that pops in your head when you meet someone or you go someplace, it's pretty accurate. You know, they did a show, it's been a few years back, where they did a study group, and they had that study group get their take on an individual. They would have the individual come in and meet them, and they'd give their take on whether they trusted them, didn't trust them, or whatever the case may be. And they proved to be pretty darn accurate.
Just strangers.
Total strangers.
But that's science.
Yeah. There you go.
That'd
be science.
That's coming around.
Slowly but surely. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we can start now. No, we wait.
You know, she had a question earlier about rage and anger.
Yes.
Now, of course, the whole ISIS beheading thing, of course, I had some rage. And I feel that that's righteous.
It is. It
okay.
is.
It's, but I mean, that I wish for them to be gone from here, though. I mean, I wish for their death. So, I mean, that's not right.
Well, then they'd be sent to the light. If they went, they could be.
Wish for their redemption would be good.
I think praying for their redemption would be the best thing. I can't be judge and jury, because I know that this place is a place of learning for different experiences, and I know there's really and truly no such thing as death. There's transition, and things like that have been happening since the beginning of time. And this place is not a positive place of learning. It tends to be pretty hard, pretty difficult. And I guess they kind of have their place in this school. Do I want them gone? Absolutely, positively. I mean, of course, it's horrific. But I know that this place, I have seen serial murderers, it would take your breath away in what they do to people. That is worse than what that was.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so.
I don't want to imagine.
I guess that's definitely not my list. I can't grasp at all, so obviously.
Be grateful.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, be grateful you can.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has to be something top and bird.
Do what?
Top. Condition from birth, from child?
No.
You mean
some of these people, they come in, they're sociopaths, they're psychotic, there's mental illness.
So they're coming in from the outer darkness.
They're coming in from the outer darkness, and they're wanting to act out through their rage and their anger, and they can't seem to come out of that state of being. Very primitive.
From that being out of them.
So they're working from their root chakra.
Oh, most definitely. There's nothing else going on there. That's it.
Primal.
Very primal. Very primal. It's all about warrior, kill, supremacy, power, take, and there's never enough. It's just never enough. Never enough blood, never enough anything. Because it's not about taking back land. It's not really about religion. It's on a soul level.
So you're saying it was a prayer for their redemption?
Yes.
Prayer for the light.
If enough people pray for that, could they be taken to the light without their explicit consent?
No. But who's to say it can't bring into a state of being that could turn the tide, bring into effect awarenesses, bring into effect other countries to become aware and to stop sitting on their hands and to actually do something. We've allowed this.
That's what I was thinking.
We've simply allowed it. And as long as we're going to allow it, it's going to grow and flourish. We have to do something.
We've allowed what? I'm sorry.
ISIS.
ISIS and other terror groups. We have gotten so politically correct that we've lost our ability to make choices and decisions and to stand and to say the word no and to say what we think. We've lost our ability to have our freedom. We can't say what we believe anymore because it's politically incorrect.
That happened in Germany, too.
Yes, step by step.
That's the first step.
Step by step. And the only way that we can get that back is we have got to stand and demand it back and demand what we want. Sad.
I can't even watch the news.
I watch the news.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to be aware. If you're not aware, you might as well just turn a blind eye and pretend like nothing bad exists.
I'd like that, Carol.
Yeah, I know you would. But then you're not learning and evolving and growing. You have to deal with what's going on. Now, you can't deal with something you have absolutely no control over. But you can stand where you can be counted. You can do that.
You don't have to be totally obsessed and absorbed by it. You
can do prayer work. You're allowed to do prayer work. You can ask for divine spirits of justice to intercede for this country. There are things you can do, if appropriate. But remember, there are lessons. Civilization has always gone through this. Rises and falls. Civilization rise, they plateau, they begin to diminish and fall. Change.
It's our cycle.
It is our cycle. And have we learned from it?
No.
I don't think so.
Never. Five times?
Five times.
What do you mean five times?
We've gone through five. This is the fifth different civilization.
On this planet.
Which science is beginning to acknowledge?
They're just getting so smart.
I like it.
It's a lot less woo-woo and a lot more...
Oh, this is the new normal. You know that.
Maybe this is more of an opinion thing that I'm asking you, but I know on a lot of social media sites and such, there's a lot of people that they're about all the events that are happening. They're just spewing such negative, you know, like bomb everything and do all this. And do you think for those types of people that coming back with a common sense response as pray for the redemption would even have any?
No, probably not.
That's why.
But I will say this on a soul level. I think they'll hear it. I think they will respond on a soul level. They may not want to hear it, and they may think, I'd rather just go out and kill them.
Well, but the thing is they're talking about it wouldn't be just killing them because it's everyone that's around them, all the innocents that are, you know, and it just, that's what worries me is when people, you have to worry about the innocents too.
Do you?
So it's okay to just go bomb it all?
No.
Right.
The point is this, you can only take responsibility where you have some kind of control.
Right.
Or mastery, or say. You can worry all you want about the innocents. There was the Holocaust.
Right.
It's always been there. It's been going on in Africa.
Yes.
And the Middle Eastern countries
forever.
Ever. Now it's just spreading out. What's the first initial feeling? Let's go kill them. Let's go to battle. Let's go stop it.
Right.
I think it's every human being's initial feeling. But you have to reel that in because you're coming out of a place of fear, anger, emotion. And you have to look at it from the standpoint, I am a spiritual being in a material world. What does need to be done here that can actually be effective? What can be effective?
So even if they're not going to listen to you in their...
Projecting prayer does right. do...
Maybe that they will on a soul level, though, you're saying. Possibly.
What was it? Edgar Casey? He said if 10 people believed that we wouldn't go to war, what was it, World War II, that the war wouldn't have happened?
If they truly believed.
10.
Because of the 6 degrees of separation kind of theory?
If 10 people believed and acknowledged, they have to truly believe, they can't want to believe, that they actually believe, it can change what happens.
I've never read that, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Huh. The work we do on Monday night, we have 10, sometimes 12. We absolutely, absolutely believe in what we do, and you'd be amazed at changes that come into play.
10 or 12 people?
Uh-huh. There is knowledge out there that can make huge changes.
So it is worth it to say something then? Because maybe on a soul level you might get to them.
It is worth it. It's worth prayer. And it's worth getting knowledge on how to make changes. And who do you pray to? And how do you pray? And what prayers to use? You can't go against somebody's free will.
Right.
But you know what? You can pray for your government. You can ask for divine spirits of justice to intercede. And there are people, I've noticed more recently, heads of government and people that are going, please pray for us. That gives you permission to do that.
When it's the head of state.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And when they do it, I do.
A little bit off subject, but on that subject, what if a family member says, will you please pray for my mom, or will you please, you know, my mom's going through surgery? How much effect, I mean, doesn't the mom have to ask for the prayers themselves?
If the mom is not able to, for whatever reason, and a family member does ask for your prayer, you can do it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's not going to hurt anything, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not going to hurt anything.
No, well, when somebody comes to me and they're going to go through surgery. The first thing that I ask is, who is your doctor? Where is the surgery going to take place? Which hospital? The address? The room, if at all possible, or at least the floor? And the time, city and state. I then ask for the Band of Mercy to be there to clear all the doctors and nurses involved while the surgery is taking place. I ask for divine spirits of healing to be there to promote healing and to lessen pain and for quick healing, using all the names and everything. And then I ask for divine spirits of healing then afterwards to make sure that person is healed and whole and returned back to the state that God originally intended. And I ask the Band of Mercy to make sure that person is cleared of anything that could possibly attach to them. And surgeries go very smoothly with one really fast, quick results.
Becky's did.
You did that for me.
Yeah.
Well, you're out of your cast.
Yes, I am. And everything went beautifully, and it's better every day.
Yeah.
And I thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much.
It brings it into effect, I think, quicker healing with better results.
Mm-hmm.
And less chance of accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And what names are you calling in for this healing?
I ask for the Band of Mercy to make sure that everyone's cleared. Then I ask for divine spirits of healing.
And who's that in the name of?
Jesus Christ. Always in the name of Jesus Christ.
And if there are others.
Yeah. Divine spirits and guides?
No, divine spirits of healing. You don't need guides.
Oh, you got that right.
Divine spirits kind of gets the whole.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah.
They're quite divine.
Well, you had said, though, that for some situations you could ask for divine spirits and guides.
No, you only ask for guides of specific situations. Like if you're wanting to learn how to paint, you might ask for a guide that is a master of painting, specific.
So that's someone's going to be around longer. An energy, that's a spirit that's going to be around longer.
It's an expert. Yeah. It's an expert guide.
Okay.
So you don't have an expert guide of healing. You could ask that. I think I'd stick with divine spirits of healing. That way you're covered. You try to get two. You can cut things off. You can limit stuff.
Specific.
Yeah, you can limit stuff.
Because that's one thing I've been having just an issue with last few weeks is when I asked for divine spirits. Trying to think of the category of which I want to call.
There's a divine spirit of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
Divine spirits of humor.
I'll
get blessed.
Divine spirits of everything. You name it, they're there. And they love being called into service, which is really cool. And it's always in the name of Jesus Christ.
And all you have to do is ask.
Yes. Absolutely.
And it works.
Yes. And anyone can do it.
And I've done it. You've told me what to do. I've done it, and it's worked.
Yeah. If you've got somebody passing, and you really don't want them to go through a lot of pain and suffering, you can ask for the Band of Mercy to bring loved ones forth to aid them while they're going through
the transition,
and divine spirits of pain relief to ease their way. And the Band of Mercy to be there to make sure that they either go into the light or into protected sanctuary, all done in the name of Jesus Christ. And it eases them right on across. It's really nice.
If you're in protected sanctuary, do you have at any point to be able to go into the light from there?
Yes.
So it's always open to you once you're there?
Always.
Okay.
You're either going to be there or you're going to go into the light. Eventually you will go into the light. I have seen people fight for. One man fought it for 5 years.
Our years.
Before he went in. So he really didn't. He was a hard person, hard case.
You said that when you cleared spirits away from the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, that there were some that wanted to stay.
No. What happened was this. I knew that people needed educating, that they needed to know that there's life after death. And the place already had a reputation for being haunted, mm-hmm. So I asked that it be set up as a sanctuary for positive people or souls or spirits to be allowed to be there to educate without doing any kind of harm, and they could then graduate into the light.
Okay.
So I kept it kind of like an open flow. And I had permission through the owners.
And those are spirits that could be seen by people that have the ability to see spirits?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any particular rooms there.
There are.
Room 13.
No. I think they do chores. Yeah. Michael's not there
anymore,
though.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's evil.
Well, he fell through the roof. He was a worker. And he was ticked.
Yeah.
You would be, too. You didn't get the compensation that he got and didn't get good treatment. He'd fall through the roof and die.
How long was he there?
They're people. They get mad. Oh, he was there probably 75, you know, yeah, about 75 years, so somewhere around that.
So they just, they keep repeating this negative, was he repeating that falling experience that whole
No, he was just mad.
Yeah.
He was mad because it happened. He was mad because he was stuck there. He was mad because apparently he didn't go into the light, and he just took it out on people.
Why was he stuck?
He didn't know to go into the light. Plus, it happened very quickly.
Could he see the light?
He was probably shown the light, but he probably didn't know what to do.
It's his free will, though.
Yeah. I love free will.
So is anybody that ever stays happy?
Yeah. Some children, very often. A lot of children sometimes will stay for whatever reason. And they can be kind of happy. There are people that stay because they're in their own house and they just go about their daily business like nothing ever happened. They don't know they've died. They don't have a clue.
Can they see the
changes? No. To them, it looks
so
just like it did at that time.
They stay in that time.
And it's interesting because if they change like the flooring or something,
mm-hmm.
it looks like they're walking below the flooring because mm-hmm. the flooring and mm-hmm. their time was below that flooring. So they're still back in that time frame. Or they may walk through a wall where there was at one time a doorway.
That's cool.
Can they go to the store or whatever?
No.
They can't leave their premises.
Usually they don't leave their premises.
Do they not wonder why they're not eating?
They can eat.
Well, do they try to have conversations with the people that are living in the house at the time?
They don't say, you're a ghost in their house. They may see fleeting images of you, and you scare them.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You're to them what they are to you.
Yes.
The movie, the others. Yeah.
They're people. Let's equate ghost, spirit, spooks to human souls, okay?
Without the meat suit.
Without the meat suit.
Right. That's funny.
Okay? Ghosts are people. Human souls. Spirits are people. Human souls. All right? Entities. Very often, people don't know what entities are. Entities are not ghosts. But very often people will say, well, there's an entity in my house. An entity is non-human.
Such as?
It could be anything. It could be a nature spirit. It could be a poltergeist. It could be all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But it's really and truly, this, an entity should not be put on a human soul. But we don't have enough sense. We think the ghosts and spirits are not human. There's some sort of Casper.
Mm-hmm. He was friendly.
He was. They think of them as some sort of energy that have no personality or humanness to them or anything. We watch too many Casper things when we were growing up, I swear. But if you'll understand that, it helps.
My favorite is when they show their personality, like, through, I've done a couple of, like, sittings, and when the spirit coming through gets like super sassy, and they were sassy, and they're like, "That's my grandma."
Oh yeah,
my favorite. Yeah. There's that.
Yeah. Well, people are people; they are who they are. I had a spirit that came through me. This family came to me because their daughter, sister, had passed, and she came through. And every once in a while, they'll take me over. She looked at him and she said, "Talk to the hand." They freaked out.
I'm freaked out.
That's exactly what she would say.
So not you.
So, you know.
Did you remember that?
Yeah, I did. I did remember that. I was kind of standing back here when it took place. It was just all of a sudden, whoosh. Kind of Whoopi Goldberg style. You guys have kind of understand that part of it? Oh, good. Well, did you learn stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Any last minute questions?
I don't know if it's a last minute question, but back to tangible and intangible, do those gifts shift, like ebb and flow over time during a lifetime?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
In other words, if you originally had the gift of, say, leadership, and then as you became older, it changed to salesmanship or something like that, just as an example.
It's just a different way of expressing leadership.
The same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing. You can expand on it by going into training.
Right.
Okay. You can do that.
But you can gain a new one, too, by hitting that point in your life, right?
You can, yeah, you can. Sure. But your intangibles are basically your psychic gifts.
Right.
And some talents, even though they're physical, are in effect psychic. Past life.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. I'm back at the floor change and the spirit's feet are under the new floor, okay?
Yeah.
What if the house is torn down?
What about it?
They still are there in still the house in house. That period of time.
Yes.
Do they ever wonder why there's nobody to talk to and why they can't leave the house?
No. There's no one to talk to in any event because they're still in their own world.
Well, I mean, say they, I mean, but they're alone.
Yeah.
In the time that they passed away, they're alone.
Like, where's their spouse?
Where's their people?
They're not there.
Don't they wonder about that?
Sometimes, but they're it's like being in a bad dream.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a dream state. You can't quite wake up. You don't really question the dream state. You just know that it's there, and it just keeps on going.
Okay. So they're kind of just in a fog.
Yeah, they're in a like a time fog.
Okay.
How many time fogs can you have in a particular area? Is there a maximum number of dimensions that can exist at that one place?
I don't think so. I think there can be many. As a matter of fact, depending upon the location. If it's, let's say it's a monument, it's a power place, and several civilizations have built and rebuilt on that same location, there would be levels and layers of those energies. And if you have the capability of being able to go into or tap into those particular time levels, you would be able to distinguish. Because that's some of what I do.
To be able to distinguish the structures that were there before.
Yeah, and the time levels and what took place.
But I've heard it, that kind of thing sometimes described as layers.
Layers.
Possibly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Levels, layers.
Yeah.
Vibrational.
Vibrational.
They're different vibrations.
And why would they be different vibrations? Just because they were later in history? Or?
Because of whatever trauma took place within that vibration, raising it or lowering it.
If it's the vibration of that trauma that sticks that there, years later, if a civilization came and had that same trauma, would they, when they died, would they go in that same dimension?
If they
as
were
the previous people were at
no,
that vibrational
no,
level?
No, they'd be in their own.
Okay. Are you saying if it's a vibrational thing?
Let's say there was a whole new civilization over Dachau in Germany. And you know the horrors that took place there.
Yeah.
And it was leveled. And this whole new township, I keep dropping that little sucker. Thank you. Are rebuilt there, then there will be energies that will come from the earth itself that will cause havoc with people living there. And when people die there, and it might draw into effect the same type of circumstances. It may compel people to do the same types of things. That's why I think it's dangerous for governments to rebuild in the same location, like capitals and that sort of thing, where there's been really bad stuff.
Right.
And it could bring into effect illness, death, and let's say these people in that township then passed, they would not go to Dachau. They would be in their own frequency of their own time when they passed.
Right. I guess I was just saying, in that future, if they were to die the horrible death that the people at Dachau did, would they be in the same dimension?
No.
Yeah.
No. Each dimension is, it's like a snowflake. Each one is perfect unto itself.
So these old cities that are building on top of building on top of building on top of
Cairo. Cairo.
Yeah.
Is
well, all through Europe, too.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Where it was burned?
Yes. It has the underground Atlanta. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
I have. Yeah, it's got a weird, weird energy. And Atlanta's, not all of it, but it's got some dark to it. From all that tragedy and trauma that took place.
And the Civil War.
Yeah, the Civil War and all of that. And you can feel that in certain areas. Memphis, I can't
Memphis.
Be in Memphis.
I don't like Memphis.
I don't like Memphis. Why Memphis?
Well, I think Memphis is gorgeous. I love, you know, the streetcars. And
yeah.
I love all that.
Yeah.
But the energy there, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of that huge earthquake that took place there and the fault that runs through there.
The traffic through the river, you never know what.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's
it caused the Mississippi to flow back
for
three days.
Yeah.
Rain bells in Philadelphia.
Yeah. The energy there, I can't be in it. It makes me very, very ill.
Do you get angry there?
No, I just get ill.
Just ill.
I just get sick.
I've always wondered, I never have, and I've lived in Memphis off and on throughout the years doing work and stuff. I never did like it.
I've gotten very angry being in Memphis. I've gotten into one of the worst fights I've ever been in my life in Memphis.
Mm. Mm. There are places that bring those kind of energies together and then magnify them. There are places that draw negative people and then magnify that energy. Way it is.
So if there's a fault running through there geographically and you've got the Mississippi River crossing that, then would you have a cross two cross streams and the
ley
vortex
lines.
Energy, right? The ley lines and mm-hmm. the energy coming up.
Yep.
That might be what's causing it.
Plus you've got battles. You've got all sorts of things going on there. Mm-hmm. And it's named after Memphis, which was totally, absolutely destroyed in Egypt. On top of that, plus they built the pyramid.
Right.
What in the world were they thinking?
I did. They didn't ask me. Playing.
Wait, Memphis. It was destroyed in Egypt. What is?
It was a city in Egypt. Yeah. It was a major city in Egypt. Mm-hmm. That there is nothing left except for a statue. I went there. There's nothing left of it. It's gone. Just gone.
What about Atlantis? Are they still thinking they're on land?
What?
Well,
no, that's way too far back. There's no ghosts from Atlantis.
Okay.
They don't last that long.
They don't last that long. I gotcha.
You're probably from there.
Why would you say that?
Why not? Mess with your head, huh?
Extraterrestrial.
I think so.
Definitely
extraterrestrial.
There you go. Oh, Atlantis. Probably a good planet, I'm
sure. This is a little bit off subject, and when you made a comment about their fogging, made me think about anesthesia. What happens when you're
in
anesthesia?
You're wide open. You are spiritually wide open.
But when somebody's been on anesthesia or sedation for a couple of weeks and they're brought back, and they don't really know. They don't know who you are. I mean, where are they?
They're kind of like in a. I can't say for sure, but it's the same place that you go to when you go into comatose. position.
When you're in a coma?
Yeah, when you go comatose or in a coma, it's the same area, same thing.
Which is
It's not earthbound, but it's a twilight.
In a twilight zone.
Yeah, you're in twilight zone. You're not dead. You're still connected, but you're not entirely in your body. And you can very often roam around. It's kind of like an astral. Mm-hmm.
So before you have surgery, you just pray to be protected?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had all the information that you guys brought me because I wasn't able to come to the last meeting, and I had them all on my prayers on index cards.
Yes.
Along with the doctor's name, the anesthesiologist, and I didn't know the nurses, and I was just reading them and praying until I fell asleep. Went bye bye.
Until you went into the chapel.
Just play my five cards on the line.
You know why they tell you to start counting?
Hey, let me tell you something.
I prayed for Dr. Smith on while you were doing that.
Thank you guys.
It's valuable to have this information. It really is. It keeps you from getting hurt.
And then my sister was with me, and I just left her my cards, you know, and so
and permission.
And so she said she was praying.
One time is sufficient.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. One time is sufficient.
She was reading a magazine.
Really and truly, it's like saying, God, did you hear me? Did you hear me? Can you hear me now?
One time for what now?
Whatever prayer.
That's the divine spirits and healing, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So she has another surgery. And
she does. She needs to do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I thought she meant one prayer.
No.
That's all.
Per. One prayer per.
Per what?
Situation.
Situation.
Yeah. Okay. One more. How long does a prayer to the Legion of Pan last?
What kind of prayer?
Just to protect my dog.
You do that on daily.
Daily?
Yes.
What if you say, keep the fire ants away?
You ask the Legion of Pan to ask the divas of fire ants.
They got divas for fire ants?
There's
for
divas for everything.
Well, they must be fiery little divas.
Okay.
How long does that last? Because I've done it for wasps. He's got this done 6 times this summer now.
Just 5.
Or 5. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Only 5.
They're terrible. We've never had them this bad.
And I've said prayers and I've asked for them to
Are you angry?
Am I angry?
I'm angry at the wasp problems.
He's angry at the wasp.
If you're anger or you are carrying anger, they will be drawn to you.
I mean, better me than the grandkids, but I mean, it's been ridiculous.
We can't go out our back door.
You might get some spray.
We have. We've gone
through God allows spray. Okay.
Unbelievable amount of spray.
Yeah. I mean, they're really bad.
What about if you trained as Legion of Pan about your body, like for viruses?
You only do that if you're coming down with a virus or a bacteria.
Okay, so
you can't pre-do it.
If you feel it coming on, then do it?
Yes.
I did that with a sign.
Carol.
So how long does it last?
Hey. It lasts for 24 hours.
So you have to pray to keep the fire ants away every day.
For the ants until they are gone, ask the Legion of Pan to ask the divas of fire ants, the divas of wasps, raccoons, whatever the case may be, to move them, their nests, to leave their nests, to do whatever to protect your house and your property. And your family.
I thought it was once a month. Okay.
You could do it. You can do it. I would do it once a day until they're gone.
Okay.
But understand, they have free will. And if you have to give them some sanctuary somewhere, I would have them off of like your porch, the areas where you, that you consider yours. But you can't take them, like, out of the trees or out of nature, if you will.
Right.
That's,
yeah. Right. Off of my building. So.
Yes.
That's what I tell the grandkids in the house. This is our space. And when they see me, Grandma, kill that fly, you know? Well, they're in my space, I tell them. Now, outside, I'm not going to kill them.
You do have the right that if they stay, you do have the right to send them to the light.
Because they go automatically.
You send the
animals, correct?
They
go,
yeah, everything.
I send everything to the light.
They go automatically, yeah.
I do. Go to the light.
She says everything to the light.
Wait.
This one's like attracting wasps. Can people attract lightning? Can they get...
Sure.
If someone gets hit by lightning on a regular basis throughout their life, what is that?
Somebody's trying to tell them something.
What if they're golfing in the rain? No,
I just found
or they're really stupid and they're out there going, hey.
I know a tree golfing in the rain.
This is someone smart that we're not getting places. But he's been hit by lightning. And 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
Started when he was a child.
That is a lot.
He needs to check and see if what the root is. Remember the four roots? Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Four roots. Find out which roots apply to him being struck by lightning.
And that is done by...
This.
Oh, that's right.
Kinesiology.
I'm sorry, say that again. Four.
Physical. Emotional. Mental. Spiritual.
And he would just work it through.
To see which major root he's dealing with. If it's a spiritual root, there's something he's not getting.
Right.
If it's a physical root, it could be something askew in his system. You know, it's kind of like spontaneous
combustion.
Yeah. I mean, there are things that can happen physically.
Spontaneous combustion.
If he was to find, say, it was emotional, then...
I think he needs to start gauging how he deals with his emotions. Does he choke them in? Does he pull them in? Or is he extremely fiery? It could be one or the other. And the wasp stuff, you've got to watch too, because if you carry a lot of anger or resentment and it's deep-seated and you don't release it, you'll get wasps, hornets, that sort of thing. Right, Steve? There's reasons for everything. So get to know as much as you can possibly learn.
That's why we're here.
That's right.
Thank you for doing this.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, let's do circle.
Yay! I need it tonight.